Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, here we are. Easter is past, and already the strident voices on TV and radio are back to their normal reporting of the latest murder and the newest political scandal. But my mind is still back on that Easter 2,000 years ago and the events following that incredible day that changed the world forever. You know, sometimes I think we forget just how incredible Easter and Jesus rising from the dead really was. Think about it. Jesus is the only person in the world whose life was so amazing that they changed the calendar of the world because of his life. But, of course, he would have just been another Jewish man crucified had he not risen from the dead. And yet he did, and the world was changed forever. I've also been thinking about the disciples and what they were doing that week after they found out Jesus had risen on Sunday, which the Bible calls the first day of the week. Thankfully, Dr. Luke, the only known Gentile author in the New Testament who knew Jesus and was also a friend of Paul's, wrote an account of the life of Jesus. And so from Luke, we also have the highlights of what transpired in the days and weeks following the resurrection. Right at the beginning of his book, Dr. Luke explained why he wrote the book. He wrote, "Having carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I also have decided to write a careful account for you, most honorable Theophilus, so you can be certain of the truth of everything you were taught." Well, we can read Luke 2 and be certain of the truth. Well, there's a wonderful song that tells us of the babe in the manger and then through his life to his resurrection. Here is Gary McSpadden singing, "He is Messiah."
No room at the inn, no place in their hearts, a stall in a stable, not a kingly place to start, no pomp or splendor there, no royal robes that night, but a world wrapped in darkness could not conceal his light. He is not a baby anymore, he is Messiah. Not just a man they crucified, the Messiah. He is not sealed up in a tomb, he's alive and in this room. He is King, he is Lord, Messiah. An ordinary man, just a carpenter's son, they refused to believe that he and God were one. He touched them where they lived, they knew him by his name, but they never understood who he was or why he came. From an enemy's cross to the tomb of a friend, rejected by his own, not a noble way to end. But death gave birth to life. The grave became the womb that brought forth God's risen Son when he left that empty tomb. He's not a baby anymore. He is Messiah. Not just a man they crucified, the Messiah. He's not sealed up in a tomb. He's alive and in this room. He is King. He is Lord. He's not sealed up in a tomb. He's alive and in this room. He is King. He is Lord.
Oh, yes, Jesus is our Messiah. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love that song. Jesus is our Messiah. Well, on this program, I'm talking about the events following the resurrection of Christ. Understandably, at first, the disciples didn't believe the women when they told them the tomb was empty and that Jesus was alive. One translation said, "However, Peter jumped up and ran to the tomb to look, and then he went home again to think about it." Well, good old Peter, he ran all the way to see for himself. Well, that same day, two of the followers of Jesus were walking to the village of Emmaus, which is about 7 miles east of Jerusalem. As they walked, Jesus came up and started walking with them, asking what had happened. But they didn't recognize Jesus. It wasn't until they invited him to stay the night with them that they recognized him. And then they started walking back to Jerusalem to tell the disciples about Jesus coming to them. When they got there, the disciples told them that Peter had seen the empty tomb and that Jesus had appeared to Peter. So then they told their story about Jesus walking with them to Emmaus. As they're telling their story, Jesus himself was suddenly standing among them. And the Bible says that they were all frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost. So Jesus asked for something to eat, and they gave him some of the broiled fish they had, and he ate it while they watched. And then the Bible says Jesus taught them the scriptures. In fact, Dr. Luke wrote that the Holy Spirit opened their minds to understand what he was teaching. Oh, what an amazing experience that must have been. I would love to have been there. Nevertheless, in our heart, in our spirit, we can have the same hope they did as we read for ourselves these accounts from the days following the resurrection. But now let's listen to a song by the group called Glad, and they sing for you the Easter song.
Hear the bells ringing, they're singing. Christ is risen from the dead. The angels on the tombstone said he is risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples that Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
He is no longer dead.
Joy to
born again.
Hear the bells ringing. risen, just as he said. Quickly now, go tell his disciples, Jesus Christ is no longer dead.
No longer dead.
No longer dead. Joy to the world.
Hallelujah, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. And I've been talking about the days following the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. It's really amazing to think about and to realize that over 500 people saw Jesus after he had risen. Not only Mary Magdalene and the other women, but the disciples too. Yes, Jesus was with them, explaining the scriptures to them. And the Bible also says that Thomas, one of the disciples, wasn't there that first time. And so when he heard about Jesus rising from the dead, he said he wouldn't believe it unless he saw Jesus for himself. Well, 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. Jesus came to them again and showed Thomas his wounds. And of course, Thomas believed. But then Jesus said the most amazing thing. He said, "Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." And that, my friends, is you and me. We haven't physically seen the wounds in the hands and feet of Jesus, but we can believe. Yet, like Thomas, you may doubt that the story of Jesus is real. Doubt's not a bad thing, especially if it pushes you to get an answer. But doubt was never meant to be a permanent condition. When you experience doubt, take encouragement from Thomas. He didn't stay in his doubt, but allowed Jesus to help him believe. If you doubt that the story of Jesus is real and that he rose from the dead to give us eternal life, find someone else who knows Jesus. Perhaps some pastor in your town who can explain the scriptures to you so you too can believe. Or write or email me and I'll be blessed to share scriptures with you to help you believe. I'd love to hear from you. The announcer will give you my website at the end of our program where you can contact me. And there's a wonderful song by the Continental Singers, and it's my prayer for you too. They sing, "I wish you'd all believe."
Well, there's a day soon coming when the judgment of the world will begin. When the sky will be darkened and the mountains dance like drunken men.
When the people of the earth will fall like fruit from the tree.
Valley where the armies of the world make their walk. The blood will flood the hillsides and the land become a blistered sore.
And death will ride victorious. glorious through the carnage of man's misery. Oh, I wish you'd all believe me. I wish you all could see.
I wish you'd all believe me. I wish you'd all believe. Only the lie. I wish you'd all believe.
There will be a place of peace. In the midst of God's own people, whose struggle will have already ceased.
They stand before their Maker in His light eternally. Oh, I wish you'd all believe me. I wish you.
Yes, that's my prayer for you too, that you will call upon Jesus. He loves you so much. Well, on this program, I've been talking about the days and weeks following the resurrection of Jesus. It seems now in the world since Easter's over that everyone just forgets about it, and the TV pundits go back to reporting all the bad news. But 2,000 years ago, these days following the resurrection were days of miracles and incredible events. Besides the people I already talked about, Jesus appeared numerous more times, and John wrote that during this time, Jesus did many other miracles. If they were all written down, the whole world could not contain the books that would be written. Oh, that's so amazing. But one story John writes about is a day when Peter, who had been a fisherman, says he's going fishing. And so the other disciples decide to go with him. Well, they fished all night and caught nothing. At dawn, as they're coming in, Jesus is on the shore and tells them to drop their nets again. The Bible then says in John 20, verse 11, that they caught 150 large fish in the nets, and yet the nets didn't break. Well, when they got to shore, they found breakfast waiting for them. Jesus had fish cooking over a fire, and he broke bread and blessed it and gave them breakfast. Another time, Jesus appeared to all the disciples, and at that time commissioned them and us that we are to make disciples of all the nations. And then Jesus also gave us a special message of hope. He said, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Well, this last song I want to play for you is one of my favorite songs. It talks about the end of the age, when Jesus is coming to earth again. Some of the words are, "When Jesus steps out on a cloud to call his children, the dead in Christ shall rise to meet him in the air. And then those that remain will be quickly changed at the midnight cry when Jesus comes again." Oh, what a glorious day that will be. Let's listen to Ivan Parker sing it for you now. Midnight Cry.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now than it's ever. see prophecies fulfilling. Oh, and signs of the time, they're appearing everywhere. I can almost hear my Father.
Yes, when Jesus comes back, we'll all be going home. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day that will be. Well, I've been talking about the days and weeks following the resurrection of Jesus. So many people saw him alive. Mary Magdalene, the women at the tomb, Peter in Jerusalem, the two travelers on the road to Emmaus, the disciples, including Thomas, seven disciples while fishing, later 11 disciples on the mountain. And then in Corinthians, Paul writes this: after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Paul wrote that letter to the Corinthians about 55 AD, which was a little over 20 years after Jesus rose from the dead. What an exciting opportunity for Paul that must have been to talk to some of those people since he had never met Jesus. Well, later Paul wrote that Jesus taught the 500 followers and performed many miracles. It wasn't just that they had a glimpse of him before he disappeared. No, he taught them the scriptures. How fabulous is that? Well, with all these people seeing Jesus in those days and weeks following the resurrection before he descended into heaven, it must have been a glorious time in history. And perhaps for us, the most wonderful thing of all is that we too will see Jesus if we receive him into our heart. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, find a pastor or someone who will help you receive him as your Savior and Lord. Or email me and I'll send you a little book I wrote about receiving Jesus, about walking with him. It's called New Beginnings, and it would be my gift to you. So I hope you'll write to me. But oh my goodness, our time together is over. I hope you've loved thinking about all the people who saw Jesus alive. It's awesome to think about, isn't it? And do remember that Jesus loves you. And he died for you and rose again, so you might be with him and all of us in heaven one day. Well, this is Samantha Landy saying so long for now. Do tune in same time, same place next week. And it's my prayer that you will choose to put your hope and trust in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.